With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a final deal. The Senate today has confirmed Mark Wayne Mullen to head up Homeland Security, installing a key Trump ally at department grappling with shutdowns. Mullen, a former Oklahoma lawmaker. There are conflicting messages now coming from the U.S. and Iran concerning talks to end the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump says Iran wants to make a deal and that U.S. envoys have been holding talks with a respected Iranian leader.
We have major points of agreement. I would say almost all points of agreement.
But Iran denied talks had been held. Iran's parliament speaker said no negotiations have taken place and that fake news is being used to manipulate the financial and oil markets. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An illegal Venezuelan migrant who entered the U.S. under the Biden administration charged with murdering a college co-ed from New York.
25-year-old Jose Medina reportedly shot 18-year-old Sheridan Gorman while she was walking along Chicago's Windy City lakefront on Thursday. The Department of Homeland Security said the 25-year-old Medina is from Venezuela and in the U.S. illegally. Officials say the victim was walking with a group of fellow Loyola students in the early morning hours when the gunman approached and opened fire. Bob Agner reporting.
Investigation continuing into that incident at LaGuardia Airport late Sunday night when a plane hit a fire truck just after landing. Both pilots were killed. Dozens of injuries reported. Seconds before the collision, an air traffic controller can be heard on airport communications frantically telling the fire truck to stop. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says LaGuardia is well-staffed but still faces a shortage of air traffic controllers. This is SRN News. Men and women have different moral codes. Michael Harrington explains.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that men are a lot more likely than women to feel that getting a divorce is immoral. Men are also considerably more likely to believe abortion to be morally wrong. On the other hand, 58% of women say viewing pornography is immoral compared to just 47% of men. Women are also more convinced that the death penalty is immoral, 36% to 31%. Michael Harrington reporting.
More Democrats openly running on faith. Candidates include James Talarico, a Texas seminarian running for Senate, and several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also leans into faith with a new book amid speculation he will run for president in 2028. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is considering whether states may continue to count late-arriving mail-in ballots. Here's Rich Thomason.
All 50 states require ballots to be cast or postmarked on or before Election Day, but 14 states and the District of Columbia have grace periods for receiving and counting regular mailed ballots, ranging anywhere from a day to several weeks after the election. A final ruling will most certainly come by late June, early enough to govern the counting of ballots in the 2026 midterm congressional elections. The 2020 election saw 43% of votes come through the mail. Rich Thomason, Washington.
National Hockey League mourning the death of 37-year-old Minnesota Wild reporter Jessie Pierce and her three children. They died in a weekend house fire. The children were ages 4, 6, and 8. More details, srnnews.com.